Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom's song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Photos match the music. It's a little jarring, isn't it? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. The Last Outpost of Freedom. Would you be dancing at the wrecking ball tonight? Have you woken up to the fact that you are brainwashed? Who taught you to hate your country? Who taught you to hate your God? Who taught you to trust the communist media? Do you really believe SNL, Comedy Central, and Hollywood only do comedy? Do you believe that America is the only country that had slaves before the beginning of time? Do you believe children must have a father and a mother to be normal? Do you think children of divorce suffer family PTSD? Do you think a father should be allowed to marry his son? It's happening, and Google it. Do you believe you're not brainwashed? Why does this communist government want you to do taxable drugs? If there were no drugs in Baltimore, what would the crime rate be? Do you believe that 10% of the American population are junkies? Is Obama bringing us together? Will the nuke that destroys our communications be coordinated with an invasion? Who on the inside will join our enemies on the outside? Will they be all Democrats and rhinos? It is terrible, my friends. We'll give you a little Irish tune.
Slip my care out of your face,
Roddy Nordy, old disgrace, the blackbird with him stormed your place. Drove you up to the Ferns, grace that victory was sure. Soon the firebrand he'd secure until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh a worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Big will do, Big will dare. Now could fill your heart with care, fallen into your sorrow.
Loudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilly is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Samier's green veil.
On them the mountain near, strangers to flight and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red hue. Balnock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell the Boo.
Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, a thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van. Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail, deeply the merciless omen shall rue.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wing, your Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell the Boo.
I didn't check at 1 hour on the show setting for tonight, so I may get cut off in 8 minutes. However, it's going to be a full 8 minutes, but I'll run it as long as I can. We may be chopped somewhere down the road. Usually I get at least a half hour when I make a mistake by not picking a full-time slot. The breaking headlines from Newsmax tonight is General Michael Hayden, the former director of the CIA and NSA, tells Newsmax he's going to endorse Jeb Bush for president. Well, I like Hayden. Hayden tells it like it is. And if he has to lie to preserve America, he'll do it. Rather than lie to preserve your $2 billion peasant fund. I'm saving up money to help the peasants. Yes. Oh, and we were broke when we left the White House. Did you see we had to steal the silverware in order to survive? Did you see all the knives and forks falling out of Hillary's real fur coat? Yeah. Unbelievable. No, Jeb Bush isn't the answer. Jeb Bush means open borders. And we've had enough of that crap. So, what are we going to do? Are we going to die, doctor? They're talking about this bomb. I forget what they call it. They got a name for it. That they detonate high over the United States, and it takes out all communication. Nothing moves. Nothing works. Phones don't work. And we'll be in the dark. Everybody goes, oh, that would be terrible. You know what's worse than that? Is the invading army that comes with that bomb. You don't think they're going to sit and wait and see what happens, do you? They come, they turn the lights out, they're coming to kill you. Oh, no, they can't do that. We gave up our guns, and they'll respect that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that fellow next door, he has a rifle, and he's also a veteran. I think he should be taken away right away. Why don't you go over and tell him yourself? Yeah. Action needed on budget. Yeah, what budget? That's a joke, man. We'll pretend that we're cutting the budget, and the Republicans will pretend too. Yeah. Furious Bill Clinton tells NBC Cynthia McFadden, this is a deliberate attempt. Yeah. A right-wing attempt to take down the Clinton Foundation. What got me sick, I have always been a Bush man. I was a bushwhacker, and when I saw him on the same stage as the party Democrats who tried to destroy him, mock him, make fun of him, and he's hugging Bill Clinton and calling him George Sr.'s second son. And then I heard him say, I thought I heard him say, how's your library coming? Better than yours, George. We got it stacked. The books all have money in them. Unbelievable. I'm going to do above all, and I'm going to dedicate it to all the kids of divorced parents who suffer PTSD. You can't be normal. You got to have certain hangups. It's if you're not living in a utopia, you got problems, and you're toughing it out, and you're doing the best, you're adjusting, but you do suffer, and so God knows you suffer. And I said to myself tonight that there are people who died of drug overdoses who were weak and could not beat it, could not beat it. And they're in heaven because God knows each man's capability. So take heart. And I'm going to give you now a Viva Cristo Rey song.
Right. fall, my head will leave, and thought it's